but it's a work of faith that's not achieved on our own. We strive, we hope, but we are not in that race by ourselves.
This is Chapter, Verse, and Season, a lectionary podcast from Yale Bible Study. Join us each week as two Yale Divinity School professors look at an upcoming text from the Revised Common Lectionary. This episode, we have Joanne Jennings, Director of Black Church Studies, and Bill Gettler, Associate Dean for Ministerial and Social Leadership and Lecturer in Parish Leadership and Church Administration. They're discussing Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 through 14, which is appointed for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 22, in year A. The text is read for you by Natalie Owens Pike.
Philippians chapter 3, verses 4b through 14. Even though I, too, have reason for confidence in the flesh, if anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss, because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have laid hold of it, but one thing I have laid hold of, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal, toward the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus.
So when I read this text, I'm aware of the danger of anti-Semitism in its hearing. Too many people have too often read Paul's words as an example of Christian superiority over Judaism and might well refer to this text as some sort of a proof text. But this is not a statement of disrespect for Judaism, and it does not suggest any sort of conflict between two religions. Rather, Paul's trying to challenge the traditional honoring of one's own faith. Remember, Paul was a Jew, and he's talking here about his own religiosity. We tend to honor our own tradition, our own faith, as if by our identity, or really any identity we claim, we're able to claim a confidence before other people and before God.
And it is such a temptation to rely on our familial roots or even our academic expertise or any sort of pedigree as the resource for our own sense of adequacy, whether it's spiritual adequacy or period. You know, it is a temptation. And so it is helpful that he himself in this passage says, I could be tempted to do this, which I hear personally, you could be tempted to do this. We all can be tempted to rely in these ways on those things that are identifiers. But then he goes on to remind us that he had to make a choice. He had to make a choice which feels like it's an ongoing process of really being clear that the singular goal for him would need to be to know Christ in the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. And that is something that one would have to kind of put before you on your, I guess people still use sticky notes. Someone told me the other day people don't use sticky notes anymore, but you could put it on your sticky note. You know, this is the thing that I'm wanting to frame my life around. And it's not a one-day decision, but something I need to continuously work towards. As an athlete would be working towards getting toward the finish line, and he certainly uses an athletic metaphor here, to really see, okay, the finish line for me, I believe, should include these elements. And there are elements that hold together intention to vary. Some people would think opposing things, to experience the power of resurrection in life and to also experience the pain of suffering. We don't really want that tension, but it's a tension of value, and it's a tension that really attends to all of life.
Yeah, our goal, Paul is saying, our goal needs to be our longing to stand with Jesus Christ. Watch out. It's easy to be drawn away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Away from the light and into some notion that we are somehow important, that we are somehow holy. But it's not our denomination, it's not the size of our church or the political power that our religion seems to give us that matters. It's about finding the focus and purpose of living our lives engaged with God.
And he makes it clear that this is an ongoing process. It's not something that, okay, I decided this now, this I've settled all of that. This is an ongoing work. And it caused me to think about then what fuels this kind of devotion, what things attend to being able to realize this kind of goal. And again, I thought of an athlete who has to discipline themselves in terms of diet and exercise and those things. And I suspect that there are things that are individual to each of us, which help us as we identify them to be able to maintain our focus. It's not the same for everybody, but I think the concept of developing disciplines that help you focus is important for everyone.
Yeah, disciplines that invite us to talk about the power of resurrection. Disciplines that draw us to live with the sufferings that are a reality of life and to find God's grace in the midst of that struggle. In this longing for God, we will reach the goal, the prize of living into the heavenly calling of God, a work of faith. Well, I mean, athletic, yes, but it's a work of faith that's not achieved on our own.
No.
We strive, we hope, we practice, we are in a discipline, but we are not in that race by ourselves.
And the reality is, even if we were to lean into that athletic metaphor, if you would, the athlete has to have a coach. You know, a good athlete listens to the coach because the coach has been before. The coach knows, you know, better how the body works. The coach has worked with other people. So we're not able to even move towards the goal without the divine coach. The divine coach not only is our goal, but also is the resource that helps us to get to our goal. It's a beautiful picture that we're reaching toward, you know, understanding the power of Christ's resurrection and learning how to live with the suffering that sometimes ensues our lives. Yet, it is God who resources us to do the very thing. So it's the goal and also the presence that helps us, you know, on the journey.
Amen.
Thanks for listening. Remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening and visit our website for more resources, yalebiblestudy.org. Chapter, Verse, and Season is a production of the Center for Continuing Education at Yale Divinity School. Produced by creator and managing editor Joel Baden, production manager Kelly Morrissey, associate producer Aiden Stoddart, and I'm your host and executive producer Helena Martin. Our theme music is by Calvin Linderman. We'll be back with another conversation from chapter, verse, and season.